Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
It's 6 minutes past 5 o'clock on KDK. Time to hop in the car. We can even have the windows down today because it's beautiful. 75 and sunny right now as we take this drive at 5. Another downtown firm is headed to the brand new 26-story office tower being built at what once was the site of the Civic Arena. BDO USA, which is an accounting and advisory company, is moving its Pittsburgh office from the Heinz 57 Center at 6th Avenue and Smithfield over to the FNB Financial Center. It will take the 18th floor starting next summer, summer of 25. It will join three other companies that have signed leases to take space in that building. The anchor tenant is First National Bank. And also, you've got a law firm and an advertising firm that have also said they are going to be in there. FNB moving its headquarters from the north side. And the other companies will be relocating from William Penn Place and the First and Market Building, respectively, which are in the downtown area. The bitter conflict between Israel and Iran has long been coming. It's been dealing with covert assassinations, with really, really brazen cyber attacks, nuclear sabotage at times. But now it is out in the open as the Islamic Republic's unprecedented direct attack on the Jewish state of Israel was followed by Israel's deadly strike on Iran's consular building in Syria. And now the United States and many of its allies are scrambling to avoid a wider conflict as the world waits and watches to see what comes next, if anything. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet convened today, weighing its option. Western leaders are urging restraint. Joe Biden warning his Israeli counterpart against carrying out new strikes on Iran, making it clear that Washington would not join in any such counterattack. Speaking after the war cabinet convened, an Israeli official told NBC News that a response may be imminent. Well, almost all the drones and missiles used in the attack were taken down by Israel over the weekend. The United States and other allied countries, the stakes in the attack could not be any higher. In the eyes of some foreign policy hawks, the attacks could be perceived as grave provocation. The demands of a furious war could be coming. Another analysis was warned that if Benjamin Netanyahu decides to hit back hard, it could plunge the wider Middle East into war amid Israel's devastating months-long military campaign in the Gaza Strip. From Afghanistan comes word that the man who detonated a bomb outside the Kabul airport in August 2021, killing 170 Afghans and 13 American service members. He was an Islamic State operative who had been held in a coalition detention facility in Afghanistan. but was freed by the Taliban. That, according to a new U.S. military review, has identified him for the first time. Some service members who were at the airport that day claimed that they had spotted the suicide bomber at the site and were ordered not to engage. But the review found that those service members had the wrong man in their sights, and the strike was not preventable. There was no opportunity to engage the bomber prior to the attack, says a senior U.S. military official who was involved in the supplemental review. The bombing took place at the Abbey Gate during the U.S. military's chaotic exit from Afghanistan. Thousands of people had converged on the airport in a desperate effort to flee after the Taliban's swift takeover of the country. Ozempic is not linked to suicidal thoughts, so say European and U.S. health researchers. The agencies in the United States and Europe say there is no evidence of thoughts of suicide or self-harm being linked to the popular weight loss and diabetes drug semaglutide, which is sold under the brand names of Ozempic and Wegovy. After a nine-month review, the European Medicines Agency concluded that the available evidence does not support a causal association between GLP-1 receptor agonists and the drug class that includes semaglutide and suicidal thoughts or actions. The Food and Drug Administration arrived at a similar conclusion back in January. Agency examining reports of suicidal thoughts or actions to its adverse event reporting system, but the preliminary review found there was not a clear link to the use of the GLP receptor agonists. However, the FDA did say in a statement it cannot definitively rule out that a small risk may exist and would continue to look into the issue. Custody battle may have led to the deaths of two women in Kansas who vanished on their way to pick up one of the pair's children for a birthday party last month in Oklahoma. According to court papers today, remains were found in Texas County, Oklahoma, but have not been identified. The missing are Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly, both of Kansas. It's been a tragedy for everyone involved, said the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation director. Our condolences go out to the families. OSBI had said in a statement posted on Twitter that its agents, along with the Texas County Sheriff's personnel, recovered the bodies in a rural part of the county. Justice Clarence Thomas missed the Supreme Court arguments today and was not told, at least the public was not told, as to why he was not present. Chief Justice John Roberts saying in court that Thomas was not on the bench today but would participate fully in the two cases being argued based on the briefs and the transcripts. Court spokesman had no further information. Often when justices are not present for oral arguments, the court will give a reason, including instances when there might be a health issue, for instance. Federal vehicle safety regulator said that it has contacted Tesla after a Cybertruck owner went viral over the weekend with claims that his accelerator pedal got stuck while he was driving the vehicle. On Thursday, Jose Martinez said he was driving his new Tesla Cybertruck on his local drag strip in Southern California when the car started accelerating on its own. He said he put his foot firmly on the brake, stopped the car, and realized the rubber cover attached to the accelerator had come loose, and that's what pinned the pedal down. He said he had the car for 6 days total. Over the weekend, he heard that some Cybertruck deliveries had been paused. He said in an interview, Sunday morning, he made the TikTok showing the issue with the accelerator. As of Monday afternoon, his video has been viewed almost 2 million times on TikTok, 6 million times on X, the social media website purchased and renamed from Twitter by the Tesla CEO, Elon Musk. In New Orleans, a mass shooting taking place outside a nightclub last night. One woman dead, 11 others injured. The incident took place shortly before midnight in the 800 block of South Peter Street in the city's Warehouse District, an address near the Republic NOLA nightclub, according to a press release from the New Orleans Police Department. When officers arrived, they found a woman who had been fatally shot on the sidewalk. The victims have yet to be identified, but they say the injured are 5 men and 6 women. An eyewitness, inside the Republic NOLA describes a chaos. When I heard the shots, I ran to the bathroom, grabbed a couple of people who were with me and kind of got low. We stayed until it settled, but nobody knew what was next or if there would be more shots. There was kind of panic, and there was a lot of chaos, said the witness. And the Paris Olympics, they say they've got a plan B if they can't go through with the opening ceremonies that they have planned. The showpiece for July 26th is, they say, not to be inside a stadium, which would make it the first opening ceremonies not inside a stadium. Instead, what they want to do is have an ambitious ceremony that features 160 boats on the Seine River as huge crowds will line the river's banks and watch. The French capital's famous waterway will host a boat for each nation competing in the games. They will carry a total of 10,500 athletes. They said the route will be 3.5 miles through the heart of the city. About 120 heads of state and senior government officials from around the world would also be there. But because of the acute security risks, particularly for a major world event taking place amid the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, the French president says he's confident the ceremony will go on as planned, but should a security risk arise that threatens the operation, there is a plan B and a plan C in mind, they say. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving the headlines. It's 5:16 on this, the 15th day of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.